In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, under me. This is the last lecture in our series of lectures, how to deal or how to cope with the fast-changing world. And as we said in the last lecture, we need to hold to something constant, something unchangeable. Wana, it is God, it is His principles, it is His commandments, it's His word, it's His promise. And when we return to the Lord and we hold fast to Him, then it will be easy for us to cope with this fast-changing world. That's why our last lecture is about return to the Lord. Zach America, the Lord. كثير مننا كخدام بنحس it is a real challenge to serve in the present time. Because the changes in the society, because of the changes in our personal and daily life, and also because of the children in the ones we serve في المسكونين بتوعنا. فحنا نحس كده ان الخدمة it's impossible in our time. One of the church fathers said, preach the gospel to all the world, and if necessary, use words. I feel what does it mean? And preach the gospel by your example. And if necessary, use words. Preaching through the example is more important than preaching through words. Then also said, أنتم رسالتنا المقروءة من جميع الناس. عشان كده you are the fifth gospel. You are the fifth gospel. I should read in you the gospel of Christ. ده خدمة حقيقية. The way we live is vital if you want to be effective for the kingdom of God. It's not only the way we teach, but more important, the way we live, if we want to be effective. علشان كده, we need to excel in the three relationships اللي هما زي mentioned in John chapter 15, in order if we want to be true servants of the Lord. How to return to the Lord, that's the first relationship. Our relationship with others, and our relationship with the world. There are three relationships. To return to the Lord, your relationship with God, relationship with others, and relationship with the world. Relationship to Christ, relationship to other believers, and relationship to the world. ثلاث أريا احنا حاضرين بالصلاة للوقت. Relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you can read about it in John chapter 15 from verse 1 to 11. The first and the key relationship in John chapter 15 is relationship we have with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say, look, he's the anchor, he's the axis, around him we revolve. We cannot be effective in our ministry without having a strong relationship. In John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus Christ describes our relationship with Him as being as close as the branches of a vine are to the vine itself. شوف الأخصام إزاي سردها في الكرمة. ربنا كده أنا هو الكرمة وأنتم الأخصام. عايز كده to imagine هل الغصن ده بيقدر يعيش for one moment away from the vine? It will die. Once you cut the branch from the vine, it will die. عشان كده ربنا استخدم كلمة جميلة جدا. قال abide in me. Abide in me. عارف البرانش اللي هو ثابت في الكرمة؟ دي الابايد in me. So when we speak about our relationship with God, we are speaking about the abiding in Christ. It is more than the rituals. يعني مش الريليشنشيب انك تصحى الصبحية وتصلي وكده. طبعا كل الحاجات دي it's part of the abiding. لكن if you keep these things and you are not in him, you don't abide in him, it will not help. هتبقى مجرد mere rituals without a real relationship, without spirituality. زي ما اتفقنا دي تبقى idolatry. فقال لهم اثبتوا فيا abide in me زي ما الغصن ثابت في الكرمة انتو تثبتوا. كلمة abide in me دي هنتكلم على ثلاث نقط فيها. When Christ talks about abiding in him, في ثلاث three aspects of the word abiding. ايه word abiding معناها ايه؟ The first aspect of abiding ان انت يبقى مفرشت. كلمة abide فيها نوع من انواع الاستقرار. ثبات. كلمة ما فيهاش كلمة ايه يعني استعجال كده وحاجة بسرعة يبقى نفرشت. عشان بقول ان the very word abide seems to me to be opposite of the word hurrying. كتير احنا our relationship with Christ is in a hurry not to abide in him. زي ما تقولوا كلمة abide في نوع من الاستقرار tranquility ثبات فيها في الوقت دي. يعني ايه abiding؟ تلاقوا ربنا يسوع المسيح he took the time to go off and to leave everybody and to go and pray in the middle of his heavy schedule to have solitary time with the Father to abide in the Father where we supplicate في المعنى دي الابايدنج. لا شرح لي كل ربنا لسه الصبحية هو نزل الشغل بتاعه فبيقول لك انا اصلا ما عنديش وقت فبصلي في العربية. حتى تصلي في العربية كويس انك بتصلي كل حين يعني it's good ان انت to pray every time and everywhere. But if you pray only in the car, you have a problem. لأن ربنا became secondary in your life. فبتعملوا كده حاجة على الماشي. أحيانا يعني أقول لكم اعتراف. أحيانا علشان مثلا واحد يبقى بيزي فأعمل حاجتين في وقت واحد. مثلا ممكن أكون قاعد مثلا بشتغل على الكمبيوتر ونفس الوقت برد على التليفون. فلما يجي واحد يكلمني ويحس كده ان انا مثلا بعمل حاجه تانيه وقت ما انا بكلمه يقول لي سيدنا I want your undivided attention. واستعجل كده اقول يا رب احنا بينا ما بين بعض We want the undivided attention of the other person. But sometimes with God we don't give him our undivided attention. مش كده بسوق وصل والمزامير. طب هل دي الـ undivided attention اللي احنا بنديه ربنا؟ زي ما بقول لكم انا I'm not against praying while driving. لكن if that is the only praying that you do, then you are not abiding, you are hurrying. But سيد المسيح كان بيقضي وقت في الصلاة. There is no relationship without communication. تقدر تقول ان انا معايا relationship مع فلان الفلاني and you don't communicate. Let's put communication. والcommunication it has to be a dialogue not monologue right. يعني ايه ما تقولش ان انا معايا relation مع فلان وانت بتتكلم طول الوقت وما بتقولش حاجه خالص. So there has to be a dialogue. احنا in our relationship with Christ in order to have a dialogue we speak to him in prayer and he speaks to us in the Bible. So these two parts are very essential in our relationship. وما تقدرش بقى تخيل انت لو بتكلم واحد صاحبك وبتكر كلام كده تقول ازيك عامل ايه مش عارف ايه مع اصلا مستعجل ورحت فات السكه على طول لك ايه انت بتعمل عم اوفر مكالمتك دي. احنا احيانا مع ربنا بنكر كده فنشر سبع قرات رحمه الله وربنا ولنا وخلصنا سبع مسيح سترنا بنكر كده. هل دي ابايدنج ان كرايست؟ مش كده قلت لكم السنس بتاع not hurrying ان انت there is no rush in it. We read at the beginning of San Mark Gospel after healing many in a particular town. يقول لك very early in the morning while it was still dark Jesus got up, left the house, went off to a solitary place where he prayed. This is abiding. قبل ما الدنيا لسه ضلمة. ولكن أحيانا يبقى الواحد صاحي متأخر مستعجل يسيب الصلاة ذاك يقول سبقت عيناي وقت الصحة لأقل في إناء أقوال. إحنا بنكذب على ربنا. تقول له سبقت عيناي وقت الصحة وتصحي متأخر وتكرها ويمكن الظهر وهو موجود دلوقتي. علشان كده you need in order to abide in Christ you need to spend quality time with God. Spend quality time with God, not snatching time with God. دي أول aspect في الابايدنج. الاسبكت الثاني في الابايدنج اللي هي getting to know the knowledge. Then I say, look, eternal life here is to know God. مش في جون شابتر 17 يقول لك وهذه هي الحياة الأبدية أن يعرفوا. And because God is infinite, that's why you need infinite time to know the infinite God. مش كده الأبدية infinite. There is no abiding without knowing. وبعد كده how to know him. عارفين لك تتعرف فلان تقول له يقول لك عشرته تقول له لا يقول لك ما تعرفوش. فالمعرفة الحقيقية بتيجي منين؟ من العشر. عشان كده if you hang around someone long enough you get to know that person well. In the same way when you spend time with God long enough you will know him. You will know him through his church. You will know him through his word. You will know him through the Holy Spirit that's abiding in you. As you spend the time in prayer, meditating on God's word, listening to what he would say to us, we will get to know him, what he likes and what he dislikes. ناس كثيرة تقول لك ازاي اعرف ارادة ربنا في حياتي؟ بالك لو انت if we acquired the mind of Christ زي ما سأقول يقول اما احنا خلانا فكر المسيح you will be easy know the will of God. It will be easy for you to know what God likes and what God doesn't like. يقول لك خرافي تعرف صوتي وتتبعني اما الغريب تهرب منه لانها لا تعرف صوت الغريب. خرافي تعرف صوتي. لما يكون a dear friend to you calls you on the phone just when he says hello without caller ID you recognize his voice. صح. لكن لو واحد stranger you cannot recognize his voice. بنفس الطريقة لو احنا عندنا the trained senses سان بول يقول الذين لهم الحواس مدربة the trained senses to recognize the voice of God they are knowledge God, they are knowing God. وهنا I want to differentiate between two things knowing about God and knowing God. There is big difference. Many people know about God but they don't know God. والknowledge دي دي الاساس اللي انت بتبني عليه خدمتك. زي ما هنتكلم بولس الرسول يقول يوحنا يقول الذي رايناه الذي سمعناه الذي لمسناه بايدينا هو ده بنخبركم بيه. انت كخادم you need to preach Christ whom you know not whom you read about not whom you listen about but Christ whom you know. That's abiding in Christ. Going to the church doesn't make you a Christian when you go as a routine only. You will know about Christ. It is knowing Jesus Christ through the church that makes us Christian. يعني في ناس بيجوا الكنيسة عشان يتعلموا عن ربنا، لكن ما بيعملوش علاقة مع ربنا. دي مش هتفيدك. اللي يفيدك ان انت to know the Lord Jesus Christ through the church and thus you will have a relationship with Christ. فيبقى abiding means there is no rush. Abiding means you need to know Him. The third aspect of abiding in Christ is allowing Him to change us for the better. لأن you cannot be around Christ without Him changing you. To the best, of course, or to the better. But sometimes we resist this change. We want to be around Him, ولكن we resist this change. That's not abiding. When you are around the Lord Jesus Christ will change you, and it is our changed life that are going to illuminate the people. لأني تقدر تتخيل كده أول ما يجي القمر تنعكس عليه أشعة الشمس يبقى منير. So the moon in itself is dark, but it reflects the light of the sun. In the same way, we are dark in ourselves. But when we are around Christ, our darkness will be changed into light, and thus we will become the light of the world. عشان كده لما ربنا قال أنتم نور العالم، نقول دي معناها إن إحنا زي القمر. يعني زي القمر. يعني إحنا in ourselves we are dark. ولكن we reflect the light of Christ to the world. انت يحصل الخسوف بتاع القمر لما تيجي الارض تبقى between the sun and the moon. When the earth between the sun and the moon cannot reflect the small clips, right? In the same way, the earth and our world, when the light of the world come between us, the moon, Christ, the Son of Righteousness, then we will lose our illumination. عشان نبقى مضيئين، عشان نبقى النور اللي معانا. عشان نبقى effective in our ministry, our service as servants. علشان كده, you need to be around Christ to remove the earth from between the love of the world. شكرا في كل الناس كنت يقول do not love the world. Do not love the world. Why? In order to keep your light. In order to illuminate to others. In order to be effective in your servants, service and ministry. There are some servants who think that service is all about knocking on people's doors and inviting them to the church. But it is more than that. It is the way we live that counts. يعني انت بتفتقد، يعني ربنا لم كتبوا الفريسيين لهم على افتقادهم. صور ربنا لم كتبوا الفريسيين على افتقادهم، كانوا نشط جدا في الافتقاد. قال لهم كده تجوبون البر والبحر لتكسبون دخيلا واحدا. دخيلا واحد يعني ايه؟ تدخلوا في اليهودية. قال لهم ان انت يترادل land and sea in order to win one proselyte. This preaching, visitation, evangelism. لكن المشكلة ايه؟ قال لهم وبعد ما بتكسبوه بتعملوا ايه؟ ابنا لجهنم مضاعفا اكثر منه. You make him son of hell more than you. That's what the Lord said to Zechariah and Francis. علشان كده if we do visitation, if we do evangelism, if we preach, if we teach about Christ, but our life is not abiding in Christ, we will not be effective. فخدنا مش بس افتقاد يدرس وخدنا انه يدرس الاحد يوم يوم الحد. It's your life, who you are. تاني مجال اللي هو الخدمه مع الاخرين، وربما هنا يعني اركز على حكايه خدمتنا مع المخدومين نفسهم. هي relationship with other Christians. احنا اتكلمنا هنا على ازاي ان the world is so changing so fast. We feel a lot of stress in the world and a lot of pressure in the world. فلازم نعرف ان اولادنا اللي بيجوا المخدومين دولت جايين من very stressful society from Monday to Friday. فبيجوا الكنيسة they are looking for what? Looking for peace. عايزين ان هما they want to get away from all this stress that's in society. ف if they see us as nothing more than extension to the conflict that's going on in the office or in the school or in their world, they will not be attracted at all to our city or to our service. لو لقوا ان الكنيسة مليانة بالconflicts ومليانة بالمشاحنات والمخصمات ويعني it became just another stress in their life. الكنيسة مبقتش place of peace and joy. But another stress in their life, هيجوا ليه؟ الناس جايين ليه يجوا الكنيسة من أجل إن هما to enjoy the peace of the Lord. طبعا the church should be a haven place for all of us. لكن it is us who create the troubles or conflicts within the church. If they see us as loving, caring people who they like to have around, then we will win them for Christ. يعني أهم حاجة في the quality of the servant to be a caring person, to demonstrate the care of Christ. عشان كده نسميه the pastoral care. Pastoral care. How to show this care? Believe me, if you don't have the knowledge, but if you have the care, it is better than having the knowledge without the care. Knowledge موجودة في الكتب وممكن أي حد يدور عليها وكده. It is the care. اللي انت you reflect to them the care of God. Compassion. Our Lord Jesus Christ said that when we get the relationship with Him right, it also affects our relationship with our Christian. How نحن يبقى عندنا the caring attitude and the caring hearts, it is only through our relationship with Him. لما نبقى احنا we are abiding in Him, then His care will be extended through us to other Christians. عشان كده ربنا ادانا two simple commandments. Love God and love one another. This is about the خدمة الكبيرة. That is how we are going to reach people for Christ. Through the care and through the love. By being a living testimony to Christ's love. دي الخدمة الحقيقية. ان انت تعكس محبة ربنا ومحبة السيد المسيح الآخرين. ده اللي هيدي security. This will give the peace, the security in this fast changing world. محبة ربنا. أنا أعرف كيف ربنا بيحبني. ونشعر ازاي بمحبة ربنا من خلال محبة الخدام. عشان كده لو بنتكلم عن الخدمة كمحبة في كذا نقطة على حتة الخدمة كمحبة. فديس بولس الرسول يقول walk in love في أفسس 5:1-2. فديس بولس يقول ايه؟ Therefore be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. Walk in love يعني ايه؟ يعني love that it is the atmosphere in which we walk. The atmosphere. تخش بيت كده تلاقي البيت مليان حب. الأب والأم والأولاد كلهم بيحبوا بعض. تقول in this house there is atmosphere of love. تخش بيت تاني تلاقي خناق وصوت عالي وصعيب وشتيمة. تحس there is no love in this house. فأنا بقول لك walk in love. هل احنا بنخلي our churches and our Sunday school classes full of love? That is يعني the main preaching to our children. The main message اللي احنا وصلها لهم هي the love of Christ. عشان كده those who have attained Christ's love in their heart will watch it permeate their atmosphere and through it they move and having their meaning. And who is responsible for creating the atmosphere of love? It's us. إحنا اللي بنعمل the atmosphere of love وهنعمل the atmosphere of conflict. As Christians, we are expected to always walk in the atmosphere of love that will ultimately become manifest in our actions, our work, and the way we serve each other. تاني حاجة إن الموتيف behind everything you do should be love. مش تقديد واحد. الولاد اللي انت بتستقبلهم هيحسوا تجاهل بتخطط عليه تأديت واجب ولا علشان ابونا ضغط عليك وقال لكم الافتقاد اللي مش هفتقد مش هيخدم ولا انت بتعمل ده it's out of love. He will know the difference. Are you doing this out of compulsion or out of reluctance or out of love? He will know the difference. علشان كده قديس بولس الرسول يقول لك let all that you do be done with love. كل اللي بتعمله اعمله بالحب. بولس الرسول يقول and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. دي خدمة. And though I give my body to be burned. يعني ممكن تتعب جسدك في الافتقار وتطلع وتفتقد من الصبح لغاية بالليل لغاية لما جسدك يحترق. لكن but had not love it profits me nothing. It's nothing. زي بقول لك الولاد هيشعروا انت لما تفتقدهم تقعد معاها you do it out of love ولا out of compulsion or reluctance or guilt or whatever. No matter how much, how long or how well you serve in or outside the church, if you do it without love, you will not reap any fruit out of it. فدي الموتيف should be love. آخر حاجة and love protects our freedom in Christ against turning into destructive selfishness. في tendency احنا وقت free. ربنا called us to freedom. شكرا في المسيحية مفيش فروض. منقولش احنا عندنا فروض. الصلاة مش فرض. الصوم مش فرض. There is no obligation in Christianity. The New Testament says that the Son sets us free. إكتب حضرنا. علشان كده therefore it may seem that we are not under any obligation to pray or fast or go to church. And that's true. يعني إزاي أبقى under obligation في نفس الوقت أبقى حر. طيب. لما there is no obligation. طب إيه اللي يحصل؟ يبقى في tendency إن this freedom to turn into destructive selfishness. إيه اللي يحمي freedom from turning into destructive selfishness? Then it's our love. علشان كده this freedom we could easily abuse our freedom in Christ and drift away. What then protects our freedom in Christ? St. Paul يقول in Galatians 5:13 يقول for you brethren have been called to liberty. للحرية. Only do not use liberty as opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. وفي translation تاني يقول through love be slaves to one another. اخدموا بعضكم بعض. Like slaves. فهنا although I am free not to serve. يعني انت you are not obligated to serve. You are not obligated to give from your time and your effort to serve. Then you are free in Christ. Like, what makes you serve? What makes you enslave yourself to your children? It is your love for Christ. Through love, serve another. Shekina, love that protects our freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. We, yes, Christ has set us free, but through love, we deliberately offer ourselves to be servants of all and slaves to all. عشان كده ايه اللي خليكم تيجوا تصلوا وتحضروا الكنيسه وتفتقدوا وتخدموا وتحضروا الدرس؟ It's not the obligation because we are free. It is our love to Christ. It is the love that we have received from God. Once we get to understand this principle, we'll be able to apply in any area in our relationship with others. فمثلا submission كنا بنتكلم عليه. Submission is not an obligation. Submission by a wife to her husband is understood by many women as being slavery. However, the church does not teach this at all. But on the contrary, it is the sheer love and out of total free will that the godly woman submit to her husband. Yeah, submission is submission of love, not the submission of their slaves. But what love protects our words and our preaching? Many people think that there's a contradiction between truth and love. هؤلاء يعني تقولوا لي طب زي ولادنا اللي هم عن ربنا واللي ماشيين في علاقات خطيره واللي هم بياخدوا دراجز واللي واللي how I can serve them if I tell them the truth then I will offend them. How can يعني I'm honest بالنسبه لهم وفي نفس الوقت loving. Is there a contradiction between truth and love? Actually, God is love and God is the truth. So if God is both love and truth, then there is no contradiction. ربنا قال أنا الطريق والحق الحق والحياة. So God is the truth. والله محبة يبقى God is love. فلو ربنا هو المحبة وهو الحق, then there is no contradiction between love and truth. بولس الرسول بقى في Ephesians 4:15 كخدام بقى يحطها لنا بطريقة جميلة قوي. يقول لك speaking the truth in love. That's the key point. Then you have to preach the truth in love. لو انت you said the truth without love, تبقى harsh. If you become loving without saying the truth, تبقى hypocrite. But the Christian should speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15. The best example is the example of our Lord Jesus Christ مع Samaritan woman. We need to keep the balance between the truth and love. The truth, if the truth said and communicated with love, truth will never be a fault in your life. مع Samaritan woman, ربنا, he confronted her, ولكن with a loving way. الأول لها اسهب إذن الزوج. إنت ليس لي زوج. فقال لها هذا أجدت بالصدق. يعني هاش أراد أن يزور عشان تبقى زانية. ثالث ست مسيح to praise her honesty. لها you said this truthfully. لأنه كان لك خمسة أزواج. You have five husbands. And the man with whom you live is not your husband. شو ازاي كان الرقيب معاها في المعاملة؟ مالهاش تعيش في الخطية دلوقتي. قال لها اللي معاك دلوقتي ده مش زوجي. يعني أنا عايش في الخطية. لكن هو كاين. He told her the truth in a loving way. وعشان كده بالطريقة دي المرأة السامرية تحولت إلى كاريزما وقالت تعال الإنسان أقر لي كل ما فعلت. خلى المسيح قال لها تبقى زانية روحي توبي غيري حياتك. الداخلة اللي كنا شايفين كان حصل إيه معاها؟ كان شو قد وخدتها مش قد. تمثال المسيح استخدم الأسلوب الناشف مع مين؟ مع religious leaders only. عارفين ليه؟ لأن هم they were blind. هم الscribe and Pharisees were priests or high priests. They were blind. لكن سيدنا أو كان الطريقة الوحيدة عشان يفوقهم has to be harsh with them. لكن مع السنر الإنسان اللي بيجي من العالم مكسور والخطية مبهدلاه والخطية تعداه and he is under a lot of stress, under a lot of pressure. He cannot handle another pressure. That's why, yes, you need to confront him with the truth, but you have to speak the truth in love. If love characterizes every word we say, we'll not lose anyone. آخر relationship هي the relationship with the world. وزي ما السيم دفع المخامر ده اللي هي الآية في يوحنا 17 لست أسألك أن تأخذهم من العالم بل أن تحفظهم من الشرير. So yes, this world is full of idolatry and paganism and satanism. لكن God عايزنا نبقى في العالم. Why? Because we have a ministry to the world. The final relationship Christ speaks of in John 15 is our relation to the world. The whom are those outside the church. The Lord Jesus Christ calls us to testify in John 15:27. And we have to bear witness for him. وقال لنا several times انت you are my witnesses and you will be witness. فلما ربنا قال لست اسألك ان تأخذه من العالم، احنا النهاردة شفنا العالم في ايه، وزي ما قلت the early church fathers were the conscience of the world، كانوا ضمير للعالم. سو احنا وعندنا رسالة to become the conscience of the world. الكنيسة كده المفروض تبقى الضمير اللي بيبكت العالم وبيصح العالم and lead the world to the truth. ازاي how gonna be life to the world and soul to the earth. شكرا عملت comparison between witness in the court where we witness to Christ. What does the word witness in our mean in the New Testament? The Greek verb used in the New Testament is martyrium. حتى في العربي تلاقي martyrium هي شهيد. شهيد يعني كلمة يشهد شهادة. أخبر؟ So which is the root from which we get the word martyr. عشان كده يقول لك أقوى شهادة للمسيح هي شهادة إيه؟ شهادة الدم. سفك الدم دي أقوى شهادة. So that is the martyria, the life of martyria. احنا as Christian we are called to live the life of martyria. الواحد لما بيجي بيشهد، بيشهد بإيه؟ لما بيجي وينتهوك تشهد في المحكمة والظلمة، هتروح تشهد بإيه؟ If in a court of law, a witness is simply a person who testified to what he had seen. بالظبط كده. فعشان كده لما تيجي تشهد بالمسيح، شهادتك المسيح مش what you read about him. يعني he is not defense counsel for the accused nor the public prosecutor. He does not have to come up with a theory as to how it happened, nor is he to report word of mouth. He simply has to relate what he has seen or what he knows. That's شهادتك المسيح. عشان كده we are to testify to what we know personally about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's to be witness to Christ. عشان كده go to number one, without having personal relationship with Christ, without knowing Christ, not knowing about Christ, you cannot bear witness to Christ. لأن انت كده مش عارف حتى زي يكون a witness for him. How to testify for him if you personally did not know him. وطبعا احنا we are not disinterested witnesses. يعني ايه؟ يعني احنا خدنا فايدة، مش مجرد ان احنا بنحنا الشهادة and there is no interest بالنسبة لنا. لان الانترست اللي احنا اخدناه when we encounter Christ زي ما قلتلكوا he changes our life and he turned our darkness into light. If you feel it's difficult to witness for Christ, أخبرك, you are not alone. لأن you will do this through the Holy Spirit. ربنا قال لك كده إنك لا تهتموا كيف أو بما تتكلمون، لازم أنتم المتكلمين بل الروح القدس الذي يتكلم فيك. وربنا يسوع المسيح نفسه بيقويك. We don't need to know the answers. We just have to be prepared to share what we do know about Christ. شارك لو انت فعلا عرفت المسيح، شارك هذه المعرفة الحقيقية مع الآخرين. هي دي nobody knows all the answers. Perhaps our Christian witness is best put by St. John in First Epistle when he says there, I'll tell you شوية الآية اللي هي that which was from the beginning, which we have heard اللي سمعناه بوجهنا, which we have seen with our eyes اللي شاهدناه بعينينا, which we have looked at and our hands have touched اللي احنا لمسناه بأيدينا. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. That is the basic of witnessing to the world. ربنا عايزنا نكون بشهود في العالم من خلال our personal relationship with him. That is our testimony to the world. St. John was simply telling of what he had seen and heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. وزي ما قلت لكم ربنا قال لنا I will not leave you orphans, but I will send the Holy Spirit in order to enable us to witness to Him. عشان نشهد للمسيح. Witnessing to Christ require courage, محتاجة شجاعة, strength, محتاجة برضو قوة. But we are not simply left to get on with it on our own strength. لأن روح القدس هو اللي بيدينا courage and strength اللي احنا محتاجينه في الخدمة. مش كده ربنا قال لهم لا تبرحوا من أورشليم حتى تلبسوا قوة من الأعالي. قال لهم you will have strength from on high. With this strength will help you in your witness. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. For yes, it needs courage, it needs strength, it needs power. It's not your own power, it is the power of the Holy Spirit to be the conscience of the world. في العالم المليان بالمبادئ الانحلال الأخلاقي والانحلال الفكري والانحلال الفلسفي, إزاي أنت تقف وتجاهد وتشهد لمسيحك؟ It's not your own power, it is the power of the Holy Spirit. We would not be here today if the early church had not recorded what they had heard and seen about Christ. يعني احنا النهاردة how a faith was passed 2000 years to us. لأن أبائنا الأولين, the early church fathers, عملوا إيه؟ They witnessed to Christ. And they shed their blood in order to keep the faith unchanged. نفس الكلام. Unless we witness to the world, even to the shedding of our blood, in order to keep the church and the faith unchanged, we will not survive. فعش كده محتاجين احنا to witness to the world. In early chair, it wasn't long before the word martyr developed into our modern meaning of martyr with the persecution under the Roman emperors Nero and Vitruvian. And it didn't take long time in the word martyr, اللي معناها witness, to change from just witnessing through preaching into witnessing through shedding of blood. يعني نيرون كانت سنة 67 وهو اللي سفك دم سان بيتر سان بول, ودوكلوتيان بعد كده في القرن الثالث الميلادي وعصر الاستشهاد. The early church was persecuted because they refused to sacrifice to the emperor who was claiming to be divine. واحنا برضو when we testify to the truth, we'll be persecuted. When we refuse the divinity of humanity, تأليه الإنسان والهيومانيزم وكل الحاجات دي, yes, we will persecute it. But through shedding our blood, through witnessing to Christ, then the church will live. The Romans saw this as an act of disloyalty when they refused to sacrifice to the emperor. But Christians put their witness to Christ before their own lives. حطوا شهادتهم للمسيح وبضمير العالم دققوا حياتهم الشخصية هما. Unlike in a court of law, witnessing to Christ transform your life and can have consequences. يعني عش كده قلت ان احنا are not disinterested witnesses, لكن through witnessing to Christ احنا our life also will be transformed and will be changed. This Paulus الرسول يقول ايه, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world. لأن شكل أهم هذا الله, it's very important, دي أول رسالتنا في العالم, not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of mind, by acquiring the mind of Christ, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. دي هي الكونكلوجن بتاعتنا بتاعت المؤتمر ده. Do not be conformed to the world. احنا مش متعودين علشان مشاكل هذا الدهر. But in order to be the conscience of the world and to be transformed by the renewing of our mind to be the mind of Christ, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. So in conclusion, the challenge to us is our service a life-changing witness, This is impossible without abiding in Christ, loving the brethren, and witnessing to the world, and glory be to God forever and ever. احنا فضلنا 10 دقايق نجاوب فيهم كام سؤال من الاسئله الموجوده. واحد بيقول ما المقصود بالرب راس المراه وبالوصيه التي تقول للزوجه لا تخضعين؟ انا شرحت حكايه لا تخضعين في العظه. راس كلمه ارشي في اليوناني هي التاجم راس، بتيجي بمعنى احيانا الاوريجن او الماده. يعني اقول لك يعني ايه؟ يعني الابن مولود من الاب ولا الاب مولود من الاب؟ الابن مولود من الاب. مش كده لما اجي اقول ان راس المسيح هو الله، معناه ان the son is begotten from the father not the father is begotten from the son. فدي معنى. فلما اجي اقول راس الرجل راس المراه هو الرجل، معناها ايه؟ ان المرأة the woman was created from Adam's rib not Adam was created from Eve's rib. لما نيجي نقول ان رأس الرجل هو المسيح، لان God created the man by his son. So the son is born from the father and through the son the man was created and from the man the woman is created. That's why رأس المرأة هو الرجل، رأس الرجل هو المسيح، رأس المسيح هو الله. واحد بيقول when should we have communion and when we shouldn't have communion? Is going late into the liturgy a reason for not taking communion? أنا واحد من الأباء كان بيحكي له قصة بجد، يعني بيقول لي كان واقف بيناول وبعد كده جاله واحد فابونا التناول، قال له معلش أبونا جيت متأخر ممكن أتناول؟ فأبونا أنا عايز أعرف، فبيقول له طب جيت متأخر قد إيه؟ قال له ما لحقتش الجسد. طبعا انا لو جيت متاخرين ما تقدرش تتناول، بقول لك ليه لو جيت متاخرين ما تقدرش تتناول؟ كل الليتورجي and the prayers of the liturgy it's aiming toward our purification. مش ربنا قال you are purified or you are pure because of the words that I've spoken to you. أنتم أنقياء بسبب الكلام اللي سمعتكم به. فلما أقعد أحضر البدايات وأسمع البولس وأسمع الكاثوليكون وأسمع البابسيس وأسمع الإنجيل، all this, the word of God will purify my soul. So this purification is very important for communion. لأن there is no fellowship between pure and defiled. So I have to be pure in order to be in communion with God. مش كده الكنيسة يعني حاطة آخر الخط كده تقول لك على الأقل احضر الإنجيل، لأن دي آخر قراية من القرايات. واخد بالك؟ لكن طبعًا إن المفروض الإنسان يجي بدري ويحضر القرايات ويحضر الحمل ويحضر كل القصة دي. المشكلة إحنا في حياتنا الروحية عايزين نعمل إيه؟ أقول لك عايزين نعمل إيه في حياتنا الروحية؟ لو الخط ده خط السلك ده فاصل ما بين الحياة مع ربنا والحياة في العالم، هنفتكر نقول ده يعني دي كده الحياة في العالم وده الحياة مع ربنا. كتير مننا عايزين نعيش مع ربنا إزاي؟ عايزين نعيش مع ربنا، عايزين نمشي على الخط كده. عايزين نمشي على الخط كده. They are looking for the minimum requirement to be Christian. يقول لك ايه منهم ريكوايرمنت عشان اروح السماء؟ احضر الانجيل. الانجيل بتقول الساعه كام؟ 10:30. يلا بسرعه عشان نحرق الانجيل عشان اكون في الكنيسه الساعه 10:30. What is this? Why God tells us the abundance of the relationship? نحن بنتكلم abiding in Christ. فبرضه السؤال ده عن minimum requirements. يعني قد ايه نيت اقدر الاقي الكنيسة عشان اتناول؟ فلو قلنا لكم الانجيل كله بيظبط نفسه على ميجا على الانجيل. هل ده abiding in Christ؟ ان انت تظبط يا ابونا قريت الانجيل بكره الساعه كام؟ وتظبط نفسك على الانجيل عشان تعمل القداس. It's not abiding in Christ. نعم خطيئتي امامي في كل حين. اذا كانت الخطيه تخطر للتناول لماذا يتذكر الانسان خطاياه؟ معنى خطيئتي امامي في كل حين معناها ان انا to remember that I am a sinner and I need the righteousness of God, not my own righteousness. دي معنى خطيئتي امامي في كل حين. لكن not the details, يعني it's not right to remember the details of the sins. تفاصيل الخطية. ودي في القداس السيري نقول ومن تذكر الشر المنجس الموت. The remembrance of evil entailing death. لأن مثلا في بعض الخطية لما تيجي تتذكرها it will bring memories that make you fall again in the same sin. ففي فرق بين remembering the details of sin and remembering that I am sinner even if I am forgiven through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, but I am the chief among the sinners, as St. Paul يقول كده الخطاء الذين تولكم. إذا كان إنسان غضوب وكثير الشتائم ومغلوب من هذه الناحية، هل صحيح أن يكون العلاج أن يتناول كثيرا كي تساعد النعمة من خلال التناول كي يتغير، علما بأنه لا يبذل مجهودا جادا ليتخلص من هذا الضعف؟ لا طبعا. يعني التناول ده ممكن يكون دينونة لأنه لا يبذل مجهودا. زي ما شرحت لكم امبارح. You need to do your part and God will do his part. God will never do your part. The grace of God will never do your part. The grace of God will do what you cannot do. You need to remove the stone and God will raise ladders from the tomb. So you need to do your part. You need to offer the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And God will use the 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed the multitude. By grace. Like you need to offer what you have, even if it is very, very little. So you need to try how to give rid of your sense of tongue. تبذل المجهود بتاعك نعمة تشتغل. لكن بدون بذل مجهود وجست تتناول كل اسبوع دي هتخليك تتوب. It doesn't work this way. You need to work to do your part. If our church is built vertically, how come we are not recognized like other churches? I don't understand what you mean we are not recognized like other churches. Come on, what? Nah? Yeah, I mean we are not recognized as other churches. What do you mean but we are not recognized? But I think good with the first one. Well known? No, I mean it's a lack of our evangelistic effort. And احنا, we don't go and preach.
Well, we're considered heretic when they come to the Greek church at a certain point, they consider us like heretic.
Okay, Homer, not all of the Greek, some fundamentalists in the Greek church, like some monks in the Mount Athos, they consider us heretics because they consider us as monophysite. Well, unfortunately, when you read in any book, Western book, Homer, we are not monophysite, we are meophysite. prefer the mono side. Mono means single. Nia means one. And there is big difference between believing in a single nature or one nature. Monophysite means single nature. Neophysite means one nature. Single nature means it is either the divinity or the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. ودي بقى خطاطي لما قال ان ال humanity was consumed by the divinity. So it's single nature, that's monophysitism. We never have been monophysite. We are neophysite. Well, I wanted him to use the right terminology. Well, that terminology is used by St. Cyril when he had neophysis to theo to logos is arcumini. Neophysis means one nature to theo to logos for the logos of God, theo God, logos, is arcumini, the incarnate. So it spoke about one nature out of two natures. But in Roma, they don't understand this. And they accuse us, it's false accusation. We are monophysite. That's why they are in the heavens. But second, like Kinesa, we never use the term monophysite. Even if God is always looking for our best interests and wants us to live a good and prosperous life, then why did He create Satan? Or Ben al-Khadashram? God created what? Angel. God created angel, archangel, Ben al-Khadashram. Ben al-Khadashram, Malaika. Like in whom He rebelled against God. And why does He leave Satan? Practice, because our God is just God, and just God means, you know, He has to give Satan the freedom. But in the same way, because He is a merciful God, He gave us His grace and sent His Son to the world to empower us to defeat Satan and all his evil powers.
بدور شوية أسئلة بالإنجليزي عشان الولاد. واحد بيقول
You said if the changeable is accepted by God, then we take it. How do we make sure that things are accepted by God? Again, go to the fathers and see a part of their mind, and you will understand and you will know what is acceptable by God and what is not acceptable. وتنزل الروحية, go to your spiritual father, talk to him, ask his advice, ask his counsel, and he will guide you to what's acceptable to God and what's not acceptable. How to prove the existence of God without the use of the Bible or dogma to unbelievers? The heavens declare the glory of God. As-samaa tuhadithu an Allah, wal-falak yukhbir bi'amal yadihi. You know this beautiful center? Now I get to look, you know what? In Canada, about 50 years ago, there was a big storm. And in this storm, moved all these walls and put them here. And then the storm moves all these windows and put them there. And then another storm came and put the roof above us. And another storm put these chandeliers here and there. Would you believe me? So, when you see this building, you will say in Fi'i, there is a builder. Definitely there is a builder. This building was put in this shape cannot just happen by accident, by chance. عشان كده, just look to your body and see how everything in your body is very organized. دي كلها by chance. الورد والفلك والنجوم والسماوات دي كلها just by chance. مش كده قال لك قال الجامع في قلبه ليس إله. فاكر كان في دكتور مسلم بيدرسنا فيسيولوجي في سنة تانية, كان اسمه الدكتور عمر زكي. كان الدكتور ده كل ما يجي يشرح اللي مثلا فيسيولوجي اوف ذا اي كان يقف كده يقول سي اور جريت كرييتور. ازاي فعلا لما كنت تدرس كده العين العضو الصغير ده هاو ات فانكشنز والفيسيولوجي بتاعه و و فعلا ذير از جريت كرييتور بيهايند. لو مجرد تاملت كده في جسمك تعرف ان في خالق. ده بيقولوا انت عارف النهارده عملوا مثلا هارت لانج ماشين, عملوا ارتفيشال كيدني, لغايه النهارده ما عملوش ارتفيشال ليفر. ما عملوش, عارفين ليه؟ بيقول ان اوردر تو ميك ارتفيشال ليفر السايز بتاعه عشان يقوم بالميتابوليزم بتاع الـ كل الميتابوليزم بتاع الانسان, its size will be 3 times the size of the whole earth. It's impossible to do. فعلشان كده شوف ربنا يعني مجرد انك عضو صغير زي الكلب ده تشوف how it functions, then there's a creator. يعني بعد كده لو انت اقنعته ان there is a God, how to convince that this God is our Lord Jesus Christ again without the use of the Bible. People want evidence but not through something they doubt in. طبعا ده مظبوط. هنا بقى في حتة الـ comparative relations and comparative studies. And how to know the truth from the false. يعني through the comparative studies. وبعدين احنا ربنا give us the intellect in order with our intellect. If we study and compare, we can reach the truth. وفي طبعا حاجات كتيره comparative studies between the different religions. وهنا just using the intellect and you compare, you will find out and you came to the conclusion that our Lord Jesus Christ is the true God. نكتشف كده عشان الوقت.
How can you initiate a dialogue between you and someone who doesn't believe in Bible and said that this is
the الأول شوية أساطير. الأول المحادثات الغبية we cannot force. وربنا قال روحوا وبشروهم, يعني ما قبلكمش أن تفضوا بارد ربكم, shake off the dust of your feet. Sometimes نحن we want to yeah, evangelism is not imposing our relationship on other, our God on others, but it is preaching our God to others. And this big difference between forcing others to accept. For whom if they refuse, how can you convince them you cannot? Now, then about the hope to put insane in different situations. And these situations, can be moments of intervention. We have our eyes open to intervene in this time. When we intervene, we can lead them. You know, another thing, لما تيجي بتقارن بقى بتتكلم معاه بتقارن تشوف هو عايز يقارن بين ايه، مش عايز يقارن بين المسيحية والاسلام ولا المسيحية واليهودية ولا المسيحية والبوذية، واخد بالك؟ فانت ممكن بقى تبتدي تقارن، تكون دارس ده ودارس ده، وتقدم له بقى مقارنة. لو هو فعلا he's asking to understand, he's asking to learn, he's sincere in searching for the truth. And believe me, if a person is sincere in searching for the truth, he will find the truth. Rabbeinu doesn't want to confuse us. St. Paul was persecuting the church, but he was searching for the truth. فعشان كده Rabbeinu قال ولكن روحين لأني فعلت هذا الإجاح فعدم إناء. قال أنا كنت بظن أن أنا لما بقتلكم بقى بخدمة ربنا. So he was searching for the truth. And God guided him even in a miraculous way. So God will open the door. يقول لك وفتح لي الرب بابا. So God will open the door. God will open the discussion. God will open the dialogue. If the person is sincerely searching for the truth. لكن نصيحتي ليكم ما تضغطوش مع الناس ولا تخش في مجادلة مع الناس اللي هي رافضة. يقول لا تلقوا دماركم أمام الخنازير ولا تعطوا القدس للكلاب. كلمة خنزير وكلاب في الـ in this context بيهم غير المؤمنين، واخد بالك؟ اللي هم الجنتايلز. فالدرر والقدس ما تطرحوش كده لأن هم يدوسوها بأقدامهم ويلتفتوا فلمرزقوكم. الكتاب قال لنا كده. If they are willing to learn, they are seeking sincerely, then we will talk to them. And you need to search for the يعني moment of intervention اللي هو ربنا بيرتبها في حياة كل إنسان in order to intervene during this month. ربنا معاك وسمعك بخير و بإذن الله كده تكون المحاضرات دي سبب تغيير في حياتنا وسط هذا العالم المتغير. How we change our life in order to be witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ and glory be to God forever.